If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
And where does Route 66 begin, or where did it begin? But in Illinois, in Chicago. That's where you started and made the trip west on Route 66. Good afternoon. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's Friday, and we're going to have some fun this afternoon talking about exploring Illinois. Before we get to that conversation, though, we need to take care of a little business before we head out on Route 66. We need to talk about listeners and the role they play in providing the programs that you hear here on AM 580 on WILL. Listeners contribute almost 36% of our revenue. Joining me in the studio this afternoon, George Hauenstein. He's our Director of Development. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here. Looking forward to the conversation, but we do want to ask you to go to your phone, support a great conversation and intellectual dialogue and news and perspective that WILL brings you each and every day, morning, noon, and night here on WILL. 244-9455. This is our spring fund drive. $200,000 to help pay for the programs. That's the goal. We've raised a little more than $60,000 of that. With your help, we'll get there over the next few days. So it's important that if you have not called, that you please do pledge what you can. I'll suggest a gift of $40 or more, and we'll say thank you with the Moon Handbook Illinois, which we'll be telling you more about in the next few minutes. But it's a great travel book. Exploring the State of Illinois, 244-9455.
The gift you make today makes a difference throughout the year, so please do consider a pledge of financial support. Get to the phone and make that call, 244-WILL, or you can pledge online at willpledge.org. Please join us with a call with a contribution. And again, for a contribution of $40, we'll send you as our thank you a copy of Moon Handbook, Illinois.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
So this afternoon, with the help of our guest, Christine Degaren, we're going to get some ideas for exploring the state of Illinois. It's a big state. It's a big backyard to explore. There's a lot to do. The guidebook Christine has authored for Moon Handbooks covers Illinois top to bottom, side to side. So if you want to explore the Windy City, here's where to start. If you want to put on your hiking boots and explore the Shawnee Hills of southern Illinois, ditto. Same goes for Lincoln's old stomping grounds here in east central Illinois and the river country of western Illinois. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon with a telephone call. Please join our conversation. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number, 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. Is there an area of the state you would like to explore? Would you like an idea for a day trip? Maybe what we've come to call a staycation, or how about a trip to explore a facet of the state's history? Interested in a trip that would engage children? Well, give us a call and Christine will lend a hand. She'll provide you with some good information. And if you have something to suggest, that would be terrific. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us about the places, towns, cities, parks, places to stay overnight, and restaurants that you've found and have enjoyed in Illinois. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area, toll-free 800-222-9455. In addition to writing about travel, Christine is a reporter for the News Gazette. She writes about agriculture, business, and consumer issues for the paper. She's made her home in Illinois since 1993. She's an ambitious traveler who loves to go and do, but she says she also appreciates a lazy afternoon on a lakeshore and with two kids, one a little on the small side. I think that lazy afternoon must be pretty good, sound pretty good. Moon Handbooks Illinois is published by Avalon Travel. 333-9455, 800-222-9455. Good to see you again.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in today. Well, according to the biographical sketch that's on the back cover of the book, you declared yourself a travel agent when you were all of 10 years old. Tell us about that.
Right. I have fond memories of driving across country with my family. I'm one of five children and being stuck way in the back of a station wagon and looking at maps and looking at the towns along the way. And whenever we would take a vacation to northern Wisconsin, I would always pester my parents with my ambitious itineraries of trying to go do horseback riding in the morning, hitting the go-karts in the afternoon, and trying to check out the different museums. So I think from an early age, I like to go to as many places as possible whenever I would go on my trips.
Yeah. Now you've had to slow down a little bit.
I have.
Yes, you're the mom.
Right. And traveling with children is quite a bit different than traveling by yourself or with your husband. You tend to not go to as many places in one day, I found, and you tend to schedule things based on naps and feeding times, but it also allows you to do things. I mean, I've been able to go places that I haven't been in a long time, to different zoos and do a lot of fun kid activities again.
Yeah. Parks must be a good spot for young children and children all the way up and anybody, right?
Right. And it's cheap too.
Yeah.
And there's no admission for the state parks in Illinois. And, you know, that's one way if someone is on a limited budget, you can always camp if you don't want to stay at a hotel too. You can always go to any of the state parks, the county preserves, and many of them have different activity centers or nature centers inside of them. I'm thinking of one of the more popular state parks is Starved Rock up in the Utica area. And they have a great interpretive center inside that goes into the history of the area, but it's also some hands-on activities for the kids too. So that's one good option.
Yeah. What are the options for camping and for lodging within the state parks?
A few of them have lodges and a few of them have cabins, and quite a few of them also have campsites as well. We just talked about Starved Rock. They have a lodge there, and those rooms are basically just like hotel rooms. They're modern hotel rooms, and they also have a couple of cabins on the site. And if I remember correctly, their cabins aren't necessarily too far from the main area of the park, so you're not going to be in a completely secluded area. And then there's also Pere Marquette State Park down in the southwest part of the state near Grafton, and that is another lodge it's a beautiful spot on top of a hill overlooking the Illinois River Valley. And Giant City State Park is another popular one down in southern Illinois near Carbondale. And they have several different cabin options, if I remember. And those, again, inside, they just look like hotel rooms. And with those, I think they tend to book pretty quickly. So if people are interested in going that route, if they have a specific weekend in mind, I would suggest trying to plan those trips sooner rather than later, especially around, you know, 4th of July or Memorial Day
weekend, yeah. There's a park in northern Illinois that I haven't visited for quite some time, but it's lovely as well, and I know it's very popular with campers and people who appreciate the outdoors, and that's Rockcut State Park.
Oh, right. I haven't been there in a long time.
I haven't either, but it's a lovely place, a very popular place. So
you know,
if you're in that neck of the woods.
Another popular one in the north side or northern part of the state is Chain of Lakes State Park. And there they have an interesting option for people who may be newer to camping or want to try out camping or they don't want to invest in actually buying a tent and all the supplies. They have this thing called Rent a Campsite. And so you can go there and they'll have all the supplies for you. So you don't have to pack all that stuff. And I think a couple of other state parks may have that option too. So that's something to think about.
Yeah. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Our guest this afternoon, journalist and travel writer Christine de Guerin. And we're talking this afternoon about exploring Illinois. My name is Celeste Quinn. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon with questions, comments. Maybe you've got something you'd like to share with us in terms of a destination or a special place. Join us with a telephone call. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. And our toll-free number is 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. Well, I don't know when we coined this term, but we've heard a lot in the last maybe year or two now about the staycation.
Right.
They've been touted as a way to have some fun without spending a lot of money. When you hear that term, what does it mean to you?
Well, I tend to think of if people are a little tight on money, and whereas in previous years maybe they were thinking of taking a road trip to, say, Colorado, maybe they would think about doing a week in Illinois, or, you know, a week within a day's drive of where you live. It may mean different things to other people, but that's kind of what I think of, you know, somewhere within that's not going to maybe require an overnight hotel stay. Mm. And I think where we're located here in Champaign-Urbana, we're in a good spot because there's nothing that's too far away to get to in the state of Illinois. You know, Chicago is 2.5 hours away. If you want to go to southern Illinois, Carbondale is about 3 hours away, and I think of Carbondale as sort of the gateway to southern Illinois. And if you want to go to the western part of the state, maybe Grafton, that, you know, that's not too far either. And Galena may be a little bit farther, maybe closer to 4 hours. And the Utica area is maybe 1.5, 2 hours away. You know, Peoria for a day trip. You know, that's, mm-hmm.
Springfield.
Everything is very,
very
doable.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a call. A listener on a cell phone joining us now on line one. Hi.
Hi. I heard you say a nice trip was north, but I couldn't understand what you said.
We mentioned a couple of parks.
It was the first one that
Christine mentioned.
Was it Starved Rock State Park?
No, one state. It sounded like you said Rockford, but I don't think
Rock Cut State Park, which is in Winnebago.
I'm sorry, I still didn't understand it.
Rock Cut.
C-U-T.
Rock
Cut.
Rock.
H-U-T. Oh,
C.
Rock Cut.
Like a cut in the rocks.
Okay. And where is that?
It's in Winnebago County. It's in the Rockford area.
Oh. Well, I'll be darned. I didn't know that. And I will look for it on the map.
Okay. Very good. Well,
thank you for the call
this afternoon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I'm really intrigued with the park that maybe you would repeat it again, the park that you can go and
Rent the campsite. That's Chano Lake State
Park. Lakes, okay.
And that's in, I think it's in Lake County. It's in the northwest of Chicago. And, you know, that's a beautiful part of the state, too. There's Vallow Bog up in that area, too. And there's a lot of nature preserves, and that's a beautiful part of Illinois, too. And if you're going to Chicago, it could be, you know, a side trip or a day trip. So I'm a big fan of Chano Lakes, and I think you can rent rowboats at Chano Lakes, too.
Yeah. Now, is there mass transit from Chano Lakes to Chicago?
There is a metro line that goes out that way, but I can't remember what stop that would be.
You could drive to your point of departure in Lake County. I'm sure there's there's a metro train that would go into the city. So that's a great, that'd be a great thing. So you've got rent to your campsite. You enjoy the Mother Nature and a big city.
That's true.
In the same space of time. Other calls are welcome this afternoon. If you've got a question, a comment about exploring Illinois, 333-9455, toll-free 800-222-9455. Do you have some tips for keeping costs down on eating out as you travel?
Well, my advice is to picnic for your lunch and to bring your lunch and then eat out at dinner. I like to enjoy a nice, long, leisurely dinner with kids. We tend to go earlier so that we're not bothering too many other customers. But I'd rather skimp on the lunch and then have a nice, long dinner with a dessert and that. So as far as eating out, I would suggest picnicking and bringing as many snacks as you can.
And then sometimes in the big cities, they have early dinner specials.
That's true.
For folks.
And if you're in the city, you could reverse that because lunches at, you know, a fine dining establishment are probably quite a bit cheaper than actually the dinners. So if you're in Chicago if you wanted to go that route too, you could splurge on a lunch and
have a light supper.
Yeah, or have leftovers for supper.
Yeah, maybe you're planning to go to some evening activity, mm-hmm. have a bigger meal earlier in the day at a fine restaurant, and then you're ready to go to the
That's true.
And in event.
And Chicago has a lot of different options for, you know, you can expect to spend a lot of money on hotels, but you can save some money if you plan ahead and you're somewhat flexible with your dates. A lot of the museums have free days, and those schedules tend to vary year to year, but if you have a certain museum that you want to go visit, visit their website first and find out when their free days are, and you can plan around that. And there's a hostel downtown Chicago, the Ira Harris Hostel, and that isn't necessarily just for college students. It's for people of all ages.
How comfortable is it?
I have never stayed there, but I've heard wonderful things about it, and I've looked at it, and there's different types of rooms available, too. So you don't have to choose the dormitory option.
You can have a private room.
I'm not sure if there's private rooms, but there may be semi-private ones.
Okay.
But that's significantly cheaper.
Let's go back to the phones and take some more listener calls. Next, we go to a listener in Champaign on line one. Hi.
Hi. I actually have a... First of all, could you tell me the name of the book again? I somehow missed it.
Sure. It's Moon Handbook, Illinois. And this is a series of the moon is a series of guidebooks to places across the country, and the publisher is Avalon Travel, but you can look for this. It has a picture of the bean on the cover from the park in Millennium Park in Chicago. So
okay.
There you go.
Great. My question was if you have any suggestions for. Any good swimming lakes in our neck of the woods and all throughout Illinois?
Okay.
Well, nearby, I'm thinking of Lake Shelbyville. They have a pretty large beach there. And I'm not sure when the beach is open, but I'm assuming they probably must be around Memorial Day. But that's a good swimming lake. And I'm a big fan of swimming in Lake Michigan when the water warms up a little bit, probably more, you know, late June, early
July.
August. But a lot of the northern suburbs of Chicago have wonderful beaches, and sometimes you may have to park in town and then walk a mile to the beach to avoid some fees. But Evanston has a great beach. I think it's called Grosse Pointe Lighthouse, and that's on the north end.
That's a lovely park.
It is beautiful. Yeah. And
there's a park, another state park with a beach.
Illinois Beach State Park.
And north of Zion?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope that helps. And also this afternoon for this listener, I want to remind him that for a contribution during our fund drive here, our membership campaign, for a contribution of $40, we'll send you as our thank you gift a copy of Moon Handbook Illinois. And for that same $40, you'll get Patterns, our award-winning program guide. And what I would like to suggest this afternoon, if you're going to make a donation, is to make one at the level of $75. So in addition to the Moon Handbook Illinois and Patterns, you'll get the WILL member card. And that will give you some great discounts on dining, lodging, and discounts for some attractions in Illinois. And the number to call with a pledge of support to get Moon Handbook Illinois as a thank you gift, 244-9455. Let's go back to the phones, and next we go to a listener in on a cell phone in online too. Hi.
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 I'm a handicapped person, I am a handicapped person, and I get around in an electric scooter, and I just wanted to know if you thought there were any parks in Illinois that you consider to be very good in terms of trails and just ability to be able to get around for somebody that would be handicapped. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
I think there are a number of the larger state parks that have a wide variety of different types of trails. Some of them will have 10-mile hiking trails, and then some of them will have wheelchair-accessible trails. Off the top of my head, in southern Illinois, I'm thinking of Giant City State Park, and they have one asphalt trail that I took with a stroller, and I found it to be pretty accessible. I'm trying to think of another area. In southern Illinois, there's the Barkhausen Wetland Center, and that's, I believe, in Cypress. So that's a little bit further south in Carbondale, and they have a wheelchair-accessible trail. But I believe the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has a link on their website, and you should be able to find some more information about specific parks and how many parks have wheelchair-accessible trails. So I would check with their website.
Yeah. Now, what about historic sites that are in park-like settings? I'm thinking of Bishop Hill, I think, would be a good choice.
Yeah, and Bishop Hill would be very accessible because it's in an actual town, and so you'd be, maneuvering around on sidewalks, and you won't be going up and down many hills. It's a pretty flat surface. And New Salem Historic Site, I believe, also has mostly asphalt trails. And that should be pretty easy to move around on.
Okay, let's take another call. Listener on line 3, Champagne, hi.
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 Actually, for children, the Museum of Science and Industry, I think, is the best because it has a lot of hands-on things, buttons,
mm-hmm.
I think. It's always been, my son's much older now, but for he's gotten into science, actually, but was one of his favorites. I like the Field Museum. I had done some consulting work for them. But anyway, the other one that's interesting downtown is it's in the, I can't think of the name of it, but it's where the library was. And it's near the Art Institute. And they have that, for broadcasting? That's all free.
Yeah.
In other words, the early days of broadcasting stuff, very entertaining.
Museum of Broadcasting.
Okay.
And I don't know if they've moved from that spot. Oh. This is where the library used to be before they built the Harold Washington Library.
I think you must be referring to the Chicago Cultural Center.
That's right.
Center. That's it. Yeah, it's there, isn't it, or not?
It is still there, and they have a lot of free events held there.
Yeah, a lot of free things.
A lot of free concerts, poetry readings, a lot of different cultural events. And I think the Museum of Broadcast Communications, I'm not sure if they have actually opened yet or what the status is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a listener knows about that and can call us with that information.
The other great spot, you were talking about having lunch, bringing your lunch, is Cantigny Post, I guess is what it's called, out there in Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this huge picnic area that you come into, and you can, the tables and stuff, and then it's Colonel McCormick's home, his mansion. And actually, it's better to go later in terms of the flowers. It's amazing. And then they also have the First World War, Second World War, that whole museum.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great area, too.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's a great place, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call this afternoon. Also within the Chicago Cultural Center, the last time I was there, they had tables and chairs set up. So if you wanted to come in, like, let's say from the rain and sit down and have a snack, pull out a candy bar or, an apple, some fruit or something, you could, have a rest there. And it's right in the heart of everything, so offers a moment to slow down a little bit. Let's take another call. No one waiting at the moment. So let's invite others to join us this afternoon. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Toll free 800-222-9455. Well, with Christine and I in the studio this afternoon is George Hauenstein, and he is our Director of Development here at WILL. And as no one is waiting to talk with us on the phones, let's talk a little bit about the importance of listeners in terms of their contributions and what those contributions mean to this station.
This is our spring fun drive here at WILL. And if you've called already or made a pledge on our website, thank you so much. But conversation like this is not available just anywhere, a high-quality two-way conversation like what we hear today, what we're hearing today, what we hear each and every afternoon on the Afternoon Magazine, is something that WILL takes pride in bringing you. And we've been able to do it for many years because listeners like you know that it's important to support it during these fund drives. So we hope that you will call and make a contribution, renew your membership, or become a donor for the first time. The number, 244-9455. Celeste, we have the book you mentioned, The Moon Handbook Illinois, mm-hmm. that we'd love to offer as a thank you gift at the $40 level.
That's right. At the $40 level, for a contribution of $40, we'd love to send you a copy of Christine's book, Moon Handbook Illinois. And of course, you'll also get Patterns, our award-winning program guide. For a gift of $75, in addition to Patterns and the Illinois guidebook, we'll send you a WILL member card. So when you're out and about and traveling around Illinois, you can take advantage of two-for-one dining discounts on lodging, discounts for some attractions as well. That's at the $75 level. Whatever you decide on, whatever you can afford, whatever you think is right for you, it's important that we hear from you. Become a member of the Friends of WILL with a pledge of financial support. 217-244-9455, the number to call. And if you're listening online, well, just point your browser to willpledge.org.
Just to punctuate one of your questions, you asked Christine about saving money on these staycations. Well, there's a great way. Pledge $75, get the book and the WILL member card.
That member card is something you'll use over and over again, as there are many, many restaurants that offer specials. And again, the number to join us with a pledge of support, 244-9455. And to everyone who has joined us, thank you so much. Well, now let's go back to our listeners who are waiting to talk with us and our guest, Christine Descarren. Next, we go to a listener on line one, and Leroy. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention that Moraine View State Park, that is north of Leroy, has both accessible trails, accessible fishing, and a beach that's about a dollar. I think it's a dollar per person all summer. So that's all. And that's really close to Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah. And Leroy's a lovely little town.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take another call. Listener in Urbana, line two. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to just, since you've been talking about Route 66, maybe some listeners would like to drive along Route 66, and you can do that right in Normal, Illinois, where some of the roads are still part of Route 66 and some of the old buildings are there.
That's a great tip. Anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
Washington Park in Springfield has handicapped, disabled, accessible pathways, and they also have a trail, a small trail for people who are blind, and it's all a touch garden, where people who are visually impaired can touch or smell various plants.
Washington Park is a lovely spot, and they have a carillon too, right?
Yes, the carillon is there too, and that's lovely. One more. It's
okay.
The Little Grand Canyon, south of Murfreesboro.
Little Grand Canyon in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, oh yes, and it's what's nice about it. Not many people know about it, but it's a very nice park with canyons, so that you know it adds to the diversity and beauty of the trails, and it's right along. I think it's Route 127, south of Murfreesboro. On the way to the wineries, of course. So those are three that I thought maybe people would be interested in.
Okay, well, thanks for the call.
Okay.
And tell us a little bit about Route 66.
Well, it starts in Chicago, right off of Lakeshore Drive. So if you wanted to, you could drive on up to Chicago and then follow it through the suburbs. And it mostly follows 55, most of through Illinois. So as the previous caller mentioned, it goes through Bloomington, and there's quite a few stops also in Springfield to visit too. One of the fun spots that I like to go to is Shea's Garage. I think it's Garage or Gas Station Museum, and that's in the northeast part of Springfield, and that's just off of Route 66. And it's a former gas station owner who lived and worked off of Route 66 for many years, and he's collected memorabilia from gas stations that were located along Route 66. And he's a great person to talk to, and he's got lots of memories about living
lots
and working.
Lots of stories, I bet.
Right, and he's there most days, too, and you could just drop on by and chat with him and buy some trinkets and take a look at all the old gas pumps.
Okay. Listeners, if you'd like to join us this afternoon, if you've got questions about exploring Illinois or a tip to share with us, give us a call, 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. A caller mentioned the Museum of Science and Industry, which is a wonderful place for kids, I would say, in grade school and grade school, middle school.
Absolutely.
Through middle school.
Even younger than that, I remember going to take my son when he was maybe 2 or 3 years old, and he was enthralled with all the large trains and the train exhibits. So I think you could bring your babies, and they would be fascinated.
Yeah. And I went a couple of years ago with a friend of mine, and we met up with a cousin of hers, and there were a number of kids in the party. They were busy all day.
Oh, sure.
I was wiped out, and they were still going. It's a great place for kids because they can run.
Yes.
There's lots of things to put their hands on.
Absolutely.
And they have the theater there.
Oh, that's right. That's a newer addition, too.
Yeah, that's great.
And the U-boat is there.
Mm-hmm. The submarine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was a big hit with I think he was 3 years old at the time, too, to be able to take a look at that.
Yeah. So, and I think that that's being refurbished, or it has been refurbished.
I think it has been refurbished,
It's ready to go. Okay. Well, let's go back to talk with another listener in Champaign on line one. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
In the Champaign-Urbana area, we used to swim at Lake of the Woods Park. They had a bathhouse and a beach. They had play equipment out in the lake. And I think all that's gone now, but I believe you can still swim there at your own risk. And maybe that's a little bit better than swimming in, like, Lake Shelbyville, which is a lot of farm drainage water. It's a river.
Hmm. That's a good point.
So my question is, I was in Dubuque, and I happened upon Eagle Point Park, and that place is absolutely beautiful. It overlooks the Mississippi River and the locks. You have that gorgeous panorama, and then you and it's built out of limestone. There's very little. I don't see any poured cement. Everything is limestone slabs.
It sounds beautiful.
You could tell it wasn't built by private business because there were no shortcuts taken in making that park, and it's lasted. And it's just a gorgeous place. The fish pond area is just beautiful, and it's just wonderful to clamber around on all these mammoth rocks. Mm. And the buildings are kind of Frank Lloydian. The rocks are all kind of cantilevered and strata, and they extend out over the little winding road that goes through the place. So I was wondering, this was built during the Depression.
Mm-hmm, the Conservation Corps, no doubt.
Right, and apparently lots of people. Do we have something equivalent in Illinois?
One park that comes to mind that overlooks the Mississippi River is Mississippi Palisades State Park. And that's near Savannah, so that's in the northwest corner of the state. And I don't remember them having a lodge exactly, but I do remember they do have, there is camping near there, and there's lots of wonderful trails. And I think a lot of people go there to watch eagles. And that has just awesome views of the river as well. So if you are looking for some views of the Mississippi, I would definitely put Mississippi Palisades on there. And they have some pretty challenging hiking trails, too.
How about overlooking the Illinois River?
Pere Marquette State Park near Grafton. And they have a lodge there that may have been built also by the Civilian Conservation Corps.
Yeah. Okay. That's one place I'd like to go.
Yeah, okay.
But, I was just hoping out of this this recession we get something lasting like that, that you wouldn't be building normally but would last for hundreds of years. When I saw what a wonderful place was built above Dubuque, I thought, maybe this is an opportunity for some stimulus money. So, okay, well, I'll look into those suggestions. So thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call. Happy trails.
I think Giant City State Parks Lodge may have been built around that same time, too,
by the
Civilian Conservation Corps.
I know my husband and I last fall visited Peninsula State Park in Wisconsin, and work of the Civilian Conservation Corps is just outstanding there.
It is a beautiful park.
I can't imagine the work that they took the stone that was available and made steps, throughout parts of the park where you're clambering up and down places. So that's also a good park for someone who would have mobility concerns, I think, as well, because you could drive or bike or walk. I think they have scooters.
Oh, wow.
As well. So that's another state, though.
Right.
Let's bring it back home to Illinois. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Our guest this afternoon, journalist and travel writer Christine DeGuerin. She is the author of the Moon Handbook for the State of Illinois. And it will take you top to bottom in Illinois, side to side. So if you're wanting to explore Chicago or southern Illinois, eastern Illinois, western Illinois, this is a great place to start. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon with questions, comments about exploring Illinois, 333-9455, toll-free 800-222-9455. We could do a whole show on Chicago.
That's true.
And we've hardly mentioned it.
That's true. Well, you know, I think I tend to forget about it. And when I go to Chicago, I'm mostly going there to visit family. And, you know, I was thinking the other day that it would be nice just to go to Chicago to see Chicago because, you know, since I've moved down here, I haven't gone to many of the museums lately or gone to many of the theater shows. And, you know, we could make it a day trip, but you could also make it a full vacation, maybe even spend 3 days in Chicago or even longer if you have the time, and go up there and revisit some places that are more well-known, like the museums, but take one of the architectural boat tours. I mean, those are fantastic, and those are always different, and they have different types of tours based on your interests. And so you could do, you know, the architectural boat tours on the rivers, or you could go out on the lake. There's a lot of companies that are now renting bikes, so you could rent a bike at Navy Pier and bike up and down the lake shore. You could plan a weekend there when there's a festival that you want to attend. The Venetian Nights is a popular one, or the Old Town Art Fair is another great one. There's also a new green market in Chicago near Lincoln Park, I believe, and so you could sort of focus your weekend or your trip in Chicago based on some different culinary destinations, or, you know, if you're a foodie, you could, you know, make a list of different restaurants, new restaurants that you want to visit. And
yeah,
you could go to the farmers markets
it's
there.
It's baseball season.
Exactly. I can't forget that, too.
Yeah, you know, cheer on the Cubs and the Sox.
Right.
Well, thanks to your book, my husband and I are going to stay at a place in Chicago. We're really looking forward to it.
Great.
And the thing I would say, though, is suggest is if you think you're going to go and you're going to stay in the city, you might want to look into your lodging options as soon as you have an idea that's what you would like to do, because they have conventions that come to town, and sometimes you're out of luck.
Right. And now that we're getting into the festival season, too, you know, there's Blues Festival, there's the Taste
of
Chicago. Those weekends, I'm assuming, are going to go really quickly, particularly the week around 4th of July tends to book up pretty quickly.
But you might also think about staying in a place like Geneva and taking the train in.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Or Evanston
or
Oak Park is a great spot to visit, too. And Oak Park is one of the inner ring suburbs. So it's 10 minutes on the Green Line and you're downtown. But then you're also in Oak Park, which is a destination, you know, itself as well. You can visit the Frank Lloyd Wright home. You can do a bike tour and look at all the other Frank Lloyd Wright homes. You could visit Ernest Hemingway's house. There's a museum dedicated to Ernest Hemingway. And there's some great boutique hotels in Oak Park to stay at, too. And there's no shortage of great restaurants in Oak Park.
Yeah.
I like that town, if you can't tell. It's a wonderful little community. And they have a little children's museum there, too, which is, if you've got kids, it's, you know, a good place to stop by for an hour or so.
Yeah, and the mass transit, it works well, the CTA and mm-hmm. the Metra and the Northwestern. All those things are really pretty easy to access, and there's plenty of information online
absolutely
about those routes.
You can read the maps ahead of time so that you don't have to waste time, you know, standing there with your map. Just read up a little bit before you go and then plan it out that way. You'd also mentioned Geneva, too. The Fox River Villages is a wonderful place to visit, too, and I was thinking about going back there sometime this summer as well. And, you know, that's Geneva, St. Charles, and Batavia, and they're all along the Fox River, and there's a multi-purpose, I believe it's a asphalt trail along one side of the river. You can use that for biking. You can use it for jogging. And St. Charles has a number of antique shops, and I think there's a bookstore there, and Geneva has a number of wonderful galleries and restaurants as well. And I believe it's St. Charles also that has the Potawatomi Park, and you can rent some paddle boats there. And that's always fun, too.
I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. This is the Afternoon Magazine. We're talking about exploring Illinois this afternoon. 333-9455, the number in Champaign-Urbana, if you'd like to join us. 800-222-9455, the toll-free number. Well, if somebody was to give you a call this afternoon when you left us and mm-hmm. said, Christine, it's your old friend, Barb. Mm-hmm. And we're coming into central Illinois. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend a couple of days. We want to see you. Mm-hmm. But what else should we do definitely in the Champaign-Urbana area? Where would you take them?
Well, this weekend I would take them to the Boneyard Arts Festival. And next weekend would be Robert Ebert's Overlooked Film Festival.
Yeah.
And I would take them to both downtowns. I'm not sure when the farmer's market starts up again, but I think it's starting up
early May.
Soon. Early mm-hmm. May, okay. So if they were coming into town, we'd definitely hit that in the morning, and we'd go get some treats at Mirabelle Bakery. And for day trips, I would take them out to Monticello. I like going to Monticello and visiting
Allerton
Park. If it's in the summer, we'd stop at White Heath and at Pontius Farm and get some blueberries or raspberries. And if it was late summer, we'd stop by Wolf Orchard, which is also on the road out to Monticello, and get some peaches or apples. And if they had kids, we'd stop at the Railroad Museum in Monticello. Or if we were in the more mood for some hiking or canoeing, I'd go in the other direction over to Kickapoo State Park and rent a canoe, go down the Middle Fork, and or maybe tubing if we were a little bit more lazy.
Boy, it's great to have a friend like mood. Christine. She knows all the places to go. Let's take another call. A listener in Champaign, line one. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I don't know if you've mentioned places to go with kids that are interested in archaeology, but I'm thinking of Monk's Mound Park near Collinsville.
All right.
And Dixon Mounds near Havana. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the museums are open, but certainly one, there's plenty to look at on the ground. And another place that I think is fun to go, and that is Nauvoo, not a state park, I don't think, but nonetheless, it's fascinating, mm-hmm. it's beautiful, and it's fun. Thank
it
you.
It is, and it's what it really appeals to me about Nauvoo is there's so many buildings that seem to be so well preserved, and it is, you know, it's sort of a cliche to say this, but it is like stepping back in time, because you could easily envision what it was like mm-hmm. to live there in the 1850s or 60s. And so many of those buildings are wonderfully preserved, and they have they've got all these different shops set up as if you were going there and buying, oh, you know, some farm tools or some millinery.
A lot of history there. And also the Mormons, mm-hmm. haven't they built a interpretive center or some kind of a center there? Because that was one of the places that they stayed in as they had to leave Nauvoo under horrible circumstances. But that was one of the places where they stopped on their eventual trip to Utah.
Right. There is an interpretive center there. And the Carthage Jail is also open, and that's a little bit east of Nauvoo, and that's where Joseph Smith and his brother, I believe, were murdered. So there's a lot of Mormon sites there. And then also after the Mormons fled, the Icarians came in, and they established winemaking in that region. And so there's Baxter Vineyards out there, and I believe there's also some cheesemaking in there, too. So.
Okay, let's take one last call this afternoon. Urbana, line two, hi.
Hi. I called in late, but I wanted to mention two things. One of them was what you were just talking about by Nauvoo, where you go across from Illinois to Missouri, and that's also a place to watch for eagles, or watch the eagles in the spring, early spring. The other one was, hopefully it hasn't been mentioned already, that if you were going to somewhere like Monticello, I think that Mahomet also offers a really nice time. Now that First Fruits has their store open there, where you can shop, of course, like for organic food, but you can also sit there and eat. They have great food, and they have the best ice cream I know of in the region, so it would also be a nice place to visit besides the other little stores in Mahomet.
That's a great
tip. That was it. I'll hang up.
Okay. Thanks for the call this afternoon. Yeah, that family is at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a place in Mahomet. It's fun to visit there, and they do great pies, too. So pie a la mode, pretty good thing. Well, to wrap up here, any last thoughts?
Well, we're getting into festival season. So if you're looking for some sort of direction in terms of where to go or what to do, maybe you could plan your trips around an upcoming festival. There's Long Grove Village in the suburbs of Chicago, and they have a strawberry festival. Down in Collinsville in early June, I believe, they have the Horseradish Festival. And we spoke about Route 66 before. Springfield has a Route 66 festival as well. So that might be a good idea for people to pick an event that they want to go check out and start from there.
Okay. There we'll wrap it up with Christine. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Christine.
Thanks for having me.
De Guerin is a journalist and a travel writer. She's the author of the Illinois Guidebook for Moon Handbooks.